A controversy now over law enforcement in the Los Angeles area. According to the Los Angeles Times, in a review of a year's worth of data, more than 90,000 crime incident reports, the Times found that 15% of the cases were misclassified by the police department. A man attacking his pregnant wife with a pair of scissors, or a man's girlfriend pouring boiling water on him, another man throwing his wife down a flight of stairs after stabbing her in the face with a screwdriver. These cases were not classified as aggravated assault. Instead, crimes like these were reported as simple assaults or other miscellaneous crimes. The LAPD told us that, quote, the LA Times identified cases involving miscoding, not mishandling, of crimes reported to the FBI. The department has already used many of the LA Times findings to improve its coding of assault crimes and will continue improving its systems through ongoing audits, reviews, inspections, and investigations. That's the LAPD reacting as we questioned them about the LA Times report. Ben Poston, staff writer with the Los Angeles Times, joins me now. Ben, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
And this review, did it surprise you that 15% of the cases were surprisingly classified?
It didn't. You know, there have been problems in other departments across the country. New York City comes to mind as a place that's had, you know, classification issues. And there's been, you know, smaller cities like Milwaukee and Nashville. Yeah, we delved into the data and found that about 14% of aggravated assaults were misclassified, which would have an impact on violent crime. Violent crime would have been up about 7% had the crimes been classified correctly. And that's for a one-year period we looked at.
So Ben Poston, a staff writer with the LA Times, it has an impact on how the community's crime stats look, but does it also have an impact on how these cases individually are treated in the courts?
We know from an internal investigation by the LAPD that some cases didn't get the urgency they deserved. We, in our examination, couldn't really prove that. But that is a question that's been raised, whether they get, you know, less priority when it gets to a detective. So that's something that we're still kind of delving into.
You know, you're really approaching a big question here in the era of big data. I'm wondering if we use data-driven measurements to look at crime stats in large metropolitan areas, if there's a growing temptation to cook the books, to basically make it look however you want.
Yeah, I think that is that's kind of the issue of our time now in criminal justice. You know, in New York City, there's a great book called The Crime Numbers Game by John Aterno and Eli Silverman that really lays out how you know, Bill Bratton brought CompStat to New York in the mid 90s, and how CompStat is this data driven system, and I think it's smart policing. I think using data to drive policing strategies and deploy officers is a really good idea. I just think that over time, it's kind of devolved into this thing where division captains, precinct captains in New York need, you know, they feel this tremendous pressure to hit their monthly, yearly, and yearly goals. And they get these crime targets every year. And if they don't hit those goals, then they have to go to the CompStat meeting and get grilled. And I think over time, that has an effect on how people, you know, operate.
Does the LAPD admit or concede on some level that this is a systemic problem in, as you've described, people at every level are under pressure to spin the numbers a particular way, so it kind of accumulates up the chain as opposed to some one person in an office in L.A., you know, messing with all the numbers?
Yeah. I mean, they said during interviews and in a statement that they in no way encourage manipulation of data. They don't really acknowledge this issue, but they do acknowledge the fact that they have an error rate and that they're, you know, they need to deal with it and get that, you know, violent crime error rate down.
Great stuff. Ben Poston is a staff writer with the Los Angeles Times, commenting on a survey which showed misclassified crimes in LA crime statistics in a review of a year's worth of data. Ben Poston, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.